Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we seek to be with and like Jesus. Your host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we friends that are friends of Jesus begin a conversation with Jesus in the morning through a gospel passage, prayer, meditation, and then we continue that conversation with Jesus throughout the day and discover yet again how wonderful, amazing, and irresistible Jesus of Nazareth truly is.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. And I think this is day, 300 or something along those lines. I mean, we have been in this season far longer than any of us anticipated, but there has been a silver lining, I hope for you, I know for me, to get up in the morning and just start with Jesus, a story about Jesus, a teaching about Jesus, a moment, because that's what we're going to look at this morning, a moment about Jesus has been life-changing for me. And just beginning a conversation with Jesus in the morning and then continuing it throughout the day has been incredible. Maybe you can hear the wind. It is so windy this morning. So again, if you hear that, it is not me blowing into the microphone. I wouldn't do that. That would be weird. But it is an incredibly windy morning, and it is Friday morning. And so two things. Number one, we are going to start releasing a podcast Monday through Thursday. Now, that is a change because it's been Monday through Friday, but we're going to go Monday through Thursday, and then, of course, we have Sunday, 9:15, 11:15, where we, right now, gather online and have Sunday. So that gives Friday and Saturday morning to do with Jesus what it is that we have been doing together for these last 9 or 10 or so months. And so it is Friday morning, so we will be together again on the podcast Monday, but next week we will go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then again, Friday and Saturday, we just get to do with Jesus what we have been doing together. And so happy Friday. It's great to be together. It really is. Grab your Bible, your cup of coffee, and especially on this morning, it's freezing this morning and it's windy, and I got my cup of coffee in my hand right now, and I've got my Bible open up to Matthew chapter 22. And so let's chat, we'll pray, we'll meditate a little bit, and then we'll not say amen, because we're going to talk with Jesus throughout the rest of the day. So the title of the podcast this morning is Swayed. And we're going to look at one of my favorite passages this morning. And it's an off-the-beaten-path passage. It's one of those that we read over way too quickly. And we're going to be there in just a minute. But first the question. Do you find yourself too often swayed by other people, you know, pushed or pulled by things people say, or what you think that they might want to say, or what you think that they might be thinking? You know, do you find yourself being overly concerned with how people that have a little bit of leverage in your life, you know, whether by authority or money or whatever, have an unhealthy ability to sway what you do, or how you respond, or what you choose to do, or how you react in a situation or in a conversation? Do you find yourself being kind of swayed or carried away by others? Another way to think about it would be, do you find that often you don't feel grounded, but you're looking for someone else to be okay with you or approve of you or to get you what you need, or maybe you're, you know, choosing whatever will get you through that moment or that conversation or that season or whatever? Do you find yourself swayed in an unhealthy way and carried away by the thoughts or the actions or the leverage of other people? And most of us, if we're honest, we would say, well, yes, I do. I don't like to talk about that or admit that or own that, but it's true. And so that brings us to one of my favorite little moments. And it's not a teaching about Jesus. It's not a miracle story, but it's a moment about the character of Jesus of Nazareth. And it's Matthew chapter 22, beginning in verse 15. Then the Pharisees, right, which they had a lot of, well, not political power, but a lot of popular power, they went out and they laid plans to trap him in his words. they sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians. Now, the Herodians had power. They had popular and political power. "Teacher," they said, "we know that you're a man of integrity and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You aren't swayed by others because you pay no attention to who they are. So tell us, what is your opinion?" ... And then they ask him a very difficult, one of the most difficult questions that could be asked in the first century. And we're not going to go into that because that's not the point of the podcast. In fact, I did a podcast on that question months ago. But I love this passage. I mean, what if that was the way that other people prefaced a conversation that they were going to have with you? "Hey, I got a question for you, and we know you're a person of integrity. We know you teach the truth. You're not swayed by others, so here's the question," right? What if other people prefaced questions or conversations they were going to have with us with that kind of prelude? What if our spouse or our boss or our friend or someone that's upset at us and coming to challenge us or whatever, what if that's how people preface their conversations with us? It's so attractive. You know, what if we lived the kind of lives where other people could appropriately say that before they asked a question or entered into dialogue with us? But that's what's going on historically. And I love this moment where it flags the character of Jesus. See, it's not only that Jesus knew who he was and knew where he stood, but it was everybody that knew him knew that he knew where he was and where he stood. And so they said, "You're a man of integrity. You teach the way of truth. You're not swayed by others. You pay no attention to, you know, to who they are." I just love that. And when it says that they pay no that Jesus, "You pay no attention to who they are," it doesn't mean Jesus didn't care about other people. It means, as we often say, he wasn't a respecter of persons. It wasn't like he was going to shift his opinion depending on who he was talking to. It wasn't like he was going to be manipulative. It wasn't like he was going to, you know, think one thing and say the other thing. He just he was honest. He was vulnerable. And he took the consequences of whatever he actually thought and where he actually stood. And we need to, you know, not be, you know, taken in by some of those people that we know, and maybe we're one of those people where, you know, in anger and in overpowering, you know, in a conversation, it's like we try to communicate that we really know where we stand. But honestly, anger and overpowering, that's often a sign of insecurity, just like contradicting ourselves or waffling. You see, Jesus had this calm, you know, inviting, welcoming criticism and willing to answer any question. And that's exactly what's going on in this historical narrative, this moment with Jesus. So very, very practically, where specifically do you feel like you're being swayed or pushed or pulled inappropriately? I mean, what situation or relationship, and this might be going on for a long time, it might be a pattern, but what situation or relationship or context do you feel like people are, or you're allowing people to exert too much sway over you for whatever reason? And this passage is inviting us to change that, to consider changing that. And it, honestly, it's hard to change that. It's hard to, as Covey says, you know, walk out of what we have walked ourselves into, especially if we've spent a lot of time walking ourselves into something. And honestly, many of us have entrenched patterns of being pushed or pulled, and we've just kind of, you know, made that work. But Jesus is saying, come and follow me and come and walk in freedom and honest and transparency. And so maybe we need to rock the boat in some contexts and situations. Maybe we need to say the hard thing because we haven't been saying the hard thing. Maybe we need to answer honestly and answer in truthfulness, even though it might cost us something. Maybe we need to do it anyway or stop doing it, you know, whatever it looks like. And we want to bring this reality into our dating relationships. Are we being inappropriately swayed? You know, when we're hanging out at a party with a lot of people or at work, you know, in a work situation, are we being inappropriately swayed in parenting? or in any relationship, are we being swayed by people for any reason? And this in this story, Jesus is just irresistible. And they came up to him and they said, "You're a man of truth. You're a man of integrity. You're not swayed. You pay no attention to who people are. So tell us, how do you think about this? Tell us how you feel about this." And then Jesus told them. And I just love this moment in the life of Jesus. And, you know, by the power of the Spirit, I just ask God that you would form us as friends that are friends of Jesus into this kind of people. So Lord, as we walk with you today, God, would you help walk us out of what we have walked ourselves into, that we would not be swayed inappropriately by anybody but you, Jesus. So let's just enjoy having a conversation with Jesus today, and we will talk on Monday.
Thanks for listening to the Together on Mission podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you had any questions about the Inland Vineyard Church, our ministries, or our Sunday services, feel free to connect with us on social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, or check out our website at inlandvineyard.org.